Alexander Hamilton's story reads like fiction, an illegitimate orphan from the Caribbean who rose to become one of America's most influential founding fathers. Born in Nevis around 1755, his early life was marked by abandonment and tragedy. His father, James Hamilton, deserted the family when Alexander was just a boy, and his mother, Rachel, died when he was 13. Shortly after, his cousin and guardian committed suicide, leaving Hamilton truly orphaned. These devastating experiences instilled in him a profound sense that life was unfair and that he could rely only on himself. Despite these hardships, Hamilton's brilliance shone through. While working as a clerk at a trading firm in St. Croix, he gained invaluable experience in global commerce. When a hurricane devastated the island in 1772, Hamilton wrote such an eloquent account that local businessmen created a fund to send the brilliant youth to North America for education. His arrival coincided perfectly with the revolutionary ferment brewing in the colonies, a crucible that would transform this Caribbean outsider into an American founding father. Hamilton left King's College, now Columbia, to join the Revolution, driven by his belief in liberty and ambition to prove himself. In college, he published sophisticated pamphlets defending the Continental Congress, demonstrating both his talent for elegant insults and understanding of natural rights. Despite his modest stature, Hamilton's artillery courage impressed George Washington, who appointed him as aide-de-camp. In this role, he drafted crucial correspondence, developed military strategy, and formed a relationship that would shape both men's careers. After 4 years with Washington, Hamilton led a successful nighttime bayonet charge at Yorktown, capturing a British position in just 10 minutes and contributing to America's decisive victory. These wartime experiences convinced him America needed a stronger national government, an idea that would define his political future. The post-revolution years exposed critical flaws in the Articles of Confederation. Hamilton watched as the federal government failed to manage debts, regulate commerce, or maintain order during crises like Shays' Rebellion, driving him to advocate for constitutional reform. At the 1787 Constitutional Convention, Hamilton contributed significantly despite proposing a controversial model with a strong central government. When New York's other delegates left in protest, Hamilton remained, becoming the state's sole signatory to the document. His greatest contribution came through the Federalist Papers, essays written with Madison and Jay that remain the definitive interpretation of the Constitution. Hamilton's writings examined the presidency, judiciary, taxation, and military affairs, establishing the foundation for a strong executive capable of decisive action. The ratification battle in New York proved challenging. Despite anti-federalists holding a strong majority in the state convention, Hamilton's persistent oratory and acceptance of civil liberties amendments gradually eroded opposition. When New York celebrated the Constitution's ratification, Hamilton was honored as the hero who secured its narrow approval against significant odds. As America's first Treasury Secretary, Hamilton inherited a bankrupt nation with worthless currency, massive war debts, and no revenue source. His groundbreaking reports established America's financial foundation. Hamilton's report on public credit proposed federal assumption of all state debts at full value. His Bank of the United States created a national banking system with uniform currency and expanded credit. When Jefferson and Madison challenged its constitutionality, Hamilton developed the implied powers doctrine, that the Constitution granted powers beyond those explicitly stated. His report on manufacturers outlined a plan for American industrialization when 95% of Americans were farmers. Hamilton foresaw the need for a diversified economy and advocated government support for new industries and infrastructure, even acquiring British manufacturing secrets through espionage. Hamilton also built the machinery of federal governance, establishing the Revenue Service, supervising lighthouse construction, and creating what became the Coast Guard. His meticulous organization built a functioning government where none existed before, distinguishing him as a founder who not only theorized about government, but actually constructed one. Hamilton's financial program ignited opposition that shaped American politics. Jefferson and Madison, representing Southern agricultural interests, opposed what they saw as Northern commercial favoritism. This wasn't merely policy disagreement, but competing visions: Hamilton's modernized commercial republic versus Jefferson's agrarian democracy. The conflict turned personal. Jefferson privately called Hamilton a monarchist, plotting to establish a British-style system, while Hamilton viewed Jefferson as a dangerous dreamer whose French revolutionary ideals threatened stability. Their battle played out in competing newspapers, creating the template for partisan politics we still see today. Hamilton faced disaster when his affair with Maria Reynolds was exposed. When congressmen investigating suspected financial impropriety confronted him, he admitted adultery rather than allow any suggestion of corruption. After journalist James Callender published documents about the affair, Hamilton responded with the Reynolds pamphlet, confessing in detail to preserve his public integrity while sacrificing his private reputation. This compulsion to answer every accusation revealed a fatal flaw: the principled stubbornness that made Hamilton effective in creating systems made him vulnerable in politics, where compromise and discretion are essential. The election of 1800 marked a pivotal turning point, with Jefferson's Democratic Republicans defeating the Federalists. When the Electoral College tied Jefferson and Aaron Burr, Hamilton supported Jefferson, writing that Jefferson was principled despite their disagreements, while Burr was an opportunist who would sacrifice anything for power. Their antagonism reached its breaking point in 1804. During Burr's campaign for New York governor, Hamilton's private criticisms describing Burr as dangerous were published, leading Burr to challenge Hamilton to a duel. Though Hamilton had grown increasingly critical of dueling, especially after his son Philip's death in a similar confrontation, he felt trapped by the social codes of the era. On July 11, 1804, the two men met at Weehawk in New Jersey. Hamilton had resolved to deliberately miss his shot. Both men fired, and Hamilton fell immediately, shot above his right hip, declaring, "I am a dead man." He requested that his wife Eliza be prepared gradually for the news, and that his Christian faith be emphasized to comfort her. He died the following afternoon at 49. Hamilton's financial system created the foundation for American economic development, while his constitutional interpretation, particularly the doctrine of implied powers, shaped federal authority. His vision of America as a commercial power anticipated the nation's future. Hamilton proved that a republic could govern effectively over a large territory, creating institutions robust enough to withstand political transitions and economic crises. Even when Jefferson won in 1800, he couldn't dismantle Hamilton's system without harming national prosperity. Hamilton's story embodies the American dream of achievement through talent and hard work. His vision of a meritocratic society remains powerful, even as the nation struggles with tensions between democracy and aristocracy, equality and liberty, and central and local authority. Beyond his reputation for arrogance, Hamilton showed remarkable generosity, providing free legal services to the poor and supporting charitable causes while remaining devoted to his family. In Hamilton's journey from Caribbean orphan to founding father, we find America's own story: ambitious, flawed, visionary, and transformative. His life reminds us that nations are shaped by the courage to imagine a different future and the determination to make it real.